All right. Welcome back to Red, White, and Blues. Today we're doing a Chicago Blues Part 2. And at the top of the show, we started with four songs from Mr. Howlin' Wolf, Mr. Chester Arthur Bennett, and now we're going to do some Bo Diddley. A lot of people think of Bo Diddley as a rock guitarist, but she started in the blues back in the 50s. And a big part of the blues. He's probably the one, he's considered the guy that really push blues into the rock and roll direction, Mr. Bo Diddley. And one of my favorite guitarists. I saw some interviews with him. Seemed like just a pretty cool guy, in my opinion. But here we go. Let's get right into this Mr. Bo Diddley right here. And what a name for a song for Bo Diddley. This is Bo Diddley by Bo Diddley.
Don't let it decide, baby, diamond ring. If that diamond ring don't shine, he gonna take it to a private eye. If that private eye can't see, he better not take the ring from me. Old Diddley called her Nanny Gold to make a pretty baby of Sunday cold. Old Diddley called her Bellcat to make a pretty baby of Sunday hat. Come to my house with black cat bones. I take my baby away from home. Mother, that photo, where's he been? Up to your house and gone again. Bo Diddley, have you heard? My pretty baby said she wasn't bird.
There is Bo Diddley by Bo Diddley. Pretty creative name right there, but hey, pretty signature sound right there. And that is Bo Diddley, born 1928 in Macomb, Mississippi. Real name is Ellis Otha Bates. And he is considered by most to be most influential on turning blues into rock and roll. Oh, no, I'm not going to argue with that statement right there, because a lot of the rock and roll guys just really love Bo Diddley and his unique beat. We'll talk about the beat in just a little bit. But here's another song by Bo Diddley that's covered by a lot of rock and roll guys. You can't judge a book by its cover.
You can't judge an apple by looking at a tree. You can't judge honey by looking at the bee. You can't judge a daughter by looking at the mother. You can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Oh, can't you see? Oh, you misjudge me. I look like a farmer, but I'm a lover. Can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Baby, here
else I gotta say? You got your radio turned down too low. Turn it up. Ow. You can't judge sugar by looking at the cane. You can't judge a woman by looking at her man. You can't judge a sister by looking at her brother. By looking at the cover, oh, can't you see? Oh, you misjudged me. Well, I look like a farmer, but I'm a lover. Can't judge a book by looking at the cover, come on. Cover, oh, can't you see? Oh, you can't do me. Ain't like a farmer, but I'm a lover. Can't judge a book by looking at the cover.
There's Bo Diddley. You can't judge a book by looking at its cover. And you talk about a song that was covered by multiple people. I looked online yesterday at the list of people who covered this song. I could spend minutes just reading off the names of bands and artists that have covered this song. And like I said, you know, he's from Mississippi. At age 5, he moved to Chicago after his father's death. Started playing music in a Baptist church. But on the way home every day, he passed a Pentecostal church. And he liked the sound of that a lot better. And he went in there and his music picked up the pace a little bit. And by age 16, he was playing gigs on Maxwell Street. Maxwell Street's the main drag there in Chicago back in the days where all the blues guys played. Several blues clubs. Wish I was around back then just to take a walk down Maxwell Street midnight on a Friday night and just think of the music you could have heard back then. You certainly would have heard some Bo Diddley. And, you know, here's another good blues song. One of the first blues songs I ever learned to play, and I still play it today. Here's Bo Diddley and Before You Accuse Me.
Before you accuse me, take a look at yourself. Before you accuse me, take a look at yourself. Say I've been spending my money on other women, but you've been running with somebody else. I called your mama about 3 or 4 nights ago. I called your mama about 3 or 4 nights ago. Well, your mother said, son, don't call my daughter no more. Before you accuse me, take a look at yourself. Before you accuse me, take a look at yourself. time. Come on back home, baby. Try my love one more time. Well, now you've been gone away so long, I'm gonna lose my mind. Before you accuse me, take a look at yourself. Money from somebody else.
Before You Accuse Me, Mr. Bo Diddley. Another song that was recorded by multiple people. You know, he has a unique rhythm right there. You know, people broke it down. The rhythm he used is actually an African rhythm. It's his signature beat. It's called a five-accent hambone rhythm. It's a very unique beat, but a popular beat. It's actually still used today in pop music and rock music, but it's actually used most in hip-hop music. So here's a guy playing blues in the 1950s, and his rhythm and his beat was so unique, hip-hop artists are still using it today. And there you go. Not only was he influenced in rock and roll, influenced in hip-hop music, pop music. He just way ahead of his time, Mr. Bo Diddley. And I like the name of his original song, Bo Diddley. Bo Diddley was the name of the song. How about this one here? Diddy Why Diddy. Love the names of his songs. There's Diddy Wah Diddy, Mr. Bo Diddley. Love Mr. Bo Diddley. Very unique sound. What I like most about that square guitar he had. If you can't remember who Bo Diddley is, just think about the guy with the big hat, the big glasses, and the square guitar. Well, hey, don't go away. We have a lot more in store for you here. Up next, we got some Buddy Guy. You are listening to Red, White, and Blues, WVFF Radio, 97.7 FM.
More Red, White, and Blues with host Johnny Cox coming up after these messages. here on Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.